going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Willie Adames steps into the box against the new reliever right-hander Johan Ramirez. Ramirez making his Orioles debut with a runner at first and two outs here in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Adames misses outside. It's 1-0. 8-5, Brewers lead it. In what has been a wild baseball game over the course of this afternoon. Ramirez. The 1-0 and fills up the zone of the strike. It's 1-1. He is making his fourth appearance of the season. This is his third appearance against the Brewers this season for Johan Ramirez. He only pitches against the Brewers. 1-1. Breaking ball, backed up for a strike, and it's 1-2.
The problem was after his first appearance, he got suspended, so he couldn't pitch against anybody else.
That was a bit of a problem, although he did, with the suspension being appealed, pitch for three innings against the Brewers on March 31st. 1-2. Breaking ball, hit in the air, shallow center. Mateo, the second baseman, drifting out into right center, onto the grass to make the catch. And the inning is over. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Eight to five Milwaukee as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Eight to five Milwaukee. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Elvis Baguero's day is done. Brian Hudson, the left-hander, takes over for the crew. And if the Brewers go on to win this game, Elvis Baguero is going to be one of your candidates for player of the game. Mateo to lead things off for Baltimore. First pitch to him is fouled at the plate. It's 0-1. Piguero, on a day that it's been extremely difficult to pitch, an inning and two-thirds of relief, just one hit, two strikeouts of scoreless baseball. That doesn't sound like that much. It's a big deal today. A one from Hudson is a strike at the very bottom of the zone. And it's 0-2 on Mateo. Give you an idea of the wind. You just see the pants rippling on Hudson. 6'8 lefty as he stands on the mound and looks in. 0-2 pitch. Fly ball, foul and out of play down the right field line. And it stays at 0-2 on Mateo, who is 1-for-2 today. Twenty hits in this game between the two teams. 0-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball in on that back foot of Mateo. It's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Brian Hudson to start up his outing here in the bottom of the sixth. One away for Gunnar Henderson. 11 hits for the Brewers, 9 for Baltimore. Orioles have hit 3 home runs in this game. The Brewers have hit 2. First pitch to Henderson. Swing and a miss. That sweeper with a lot of horizontal movement here this afternoon. That east-west. Chopped foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. In Hudson's case, it's west to east. We always describe like the sweeper that has more east-west movement. Well, he's a lefty, so it's really more west to east movement. To pitch. Nailed the outside corner with a called third strike. Fastball at 92. Pops the glove. Henderson strikes out looking. And back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts for Hudson here in the bottom of the sixth. Two down for Adley Rutschman. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Pitch to Rutschman in there for a strike with a cut fastball. It's 0-1. Hudson has been a big key to this Brewers bullpen in the first couple of weeks of the season. A one pitch. Swing and a miss. That was the sweeper. And he's come in and he's thrown strikes and worked ahead to these Orioles hitters so far. Making his 5th appearance of the year. He's worked 5 2/3, 4 hits and just 1 run allowed. 0-2, lined out to right. Churio giving chase. It'll drop in front of him. Picks it on a hop. It's a long single for Rutschman with 2 outs. Good piece of hitting by Adley Rutschman. Jackson Churio got to it in a hurry to cut it off and make sure Rutschman could only get the initial 90 feet. And now here's Ryan Mountcastle, who homered back in the first inning. It was a solo shot. He's reached twice today. He's officially 1-for-2. First pitch to Mountcastle. Missed inside. It's 1-0. Brewers lead it 8-5. It was 8-5 after the top of the fourth. It stayed that way since. 1-0, missed outside with a breaking ball that didn't break much. And it goes to 2-0 on Mountcastle, and that's a dangerous place to be against the middle of this Orioles lineup. A lot of power, a lot of pop. And they don't miss many strikes. Pitch lined out towards center, but in the tracks of Perkins, backing up a couple of steps to his right, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Hudson gives up the 2-out single to Rutschman, but that's it. Orioles strand a runner. We're off to the 7th. 8-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. presented by American Family Insurance.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay-and-play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Eight to five Milwaukee as we head to the seventh and back into the play-by-play. Here's Josh.
And here's one of the stars leading off, Jake Bowers against Yohan Ramirez. He takes way outside on a fastball. A four RBI afternoon, including a three-run go-ahead home run that Jake hit last time up. They came back in the fourth inning. Now batting in the seventh against Yohan Ramirez. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball outside, a curve, it's 2-0. Bowers, then Yohan Ramirez' nemesis, Reese Hoskins, is due up second. And then Bryce Terang. 2-0 pitch. Way inside, yanked a fastball to the glove side, 3-0. Bowers is 1-for-3. He also drove in a run on a ground out in addition to the three-run home run. 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way, it's a strike. Yohan Ramirez came in last inning and got Adames to pop up. As Lane told you, he was the guy with the Mets in the opening series who threw it behind Reese Hoskins. There's a strike and it's 3-2. Just barely clipped the inside corner. So how is he on the Orioles? Well, the Mets were waving him and Baltimore essentially purchased him. Cash deal to bring him back and help out this Orioles bullpen. Yohan Ramirez making his team debut today. 8-5 Milwaukee. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball and Bowers chased it. There's the first out in the seventh inning, and we get Hoskins versus Yohan Ramirez again with a different uniform on the pitcher in a different ballpark. It was exactly 2 weeks ago. Go back to the 30th of March where Yohan was ejected for throwing behind Reese. And he delivers a sweeper over the outside corner for strike one here. We were talking about it last inning. He actually then pitched three innings the next day because he was appealing his suspension. 0-1. Down and away on Reese. He took it. A couple of breaking balls. 1-1. So he faced Hoskins again in that opening series, and now he gets him for a third time. It's a trilogy. One out, the 1-1. High fly ball hit deep into right, but it'll be playable. Santander is there in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch. A little bit off the end of the bat of Reese. Looked like a pretty good swing, but he didn't square it up. That's two outs. And that brings up Bryce Terang. 1-for-3, a second inning single. We hope you're having a great weekend. Pitch to Bryce is outside from Johan Ramirez. Game two of three between the Brewers and the Orioles at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Brewers won last night, trying to clinch a series victory. They'll face Corbin Burns tomorrow. 1-0 to Bryce. Curveball in for a strike, 1-1. They lead 8-5, two out in the seventh. And it's J.B. Bukauskas who's getting up in the bullpen for the Crew. Ramirez, always from the stretch. The 1-1. Lifted foul into the seats, third base side by Terang, and he's behind 1-2. If the Brewers hold on and win this, they will clinch, at worst, a winning road trip. The worst they could be would be 4-2, maybe get a sweep and go 5-1. Coming home Monday to face the Padres. Then looking to improve to 10-3 on the season. Terang takes curveball outside. It's 2-2. It's just been a wonderful first two-plus weeks. The Pat Murphy era. They're off to a phenomenal start. 2-2 with two out. The pitch squibbed on the ground. Foul over to the first base on deck circle. Best record in the National League coming into the day. The only team with a better record in all of baseball, the Yankees, who have already won a game today to get to 11-3. Pitch, ground ball, back towards the middle. Tough play, shortstop Henderson dives. He smothered it, picks it back up, but the throw is not in time. Bryce Terang too fast. An infield hit. Gunnar Henderson. He was charging to his left. In fact, he was well on the second base side of the infield when he went into the dive and stopped that ground ball from going through. But he didn't get it cleanly, and I'm not sure he would have been able to throw out Bryce Terang regardless. So he's aboard for the second time, and now Johan Ramirez will deal with Jackson Churio. Brewers get their 12th hit of the game. Pitch to Churio. In at the knees on a fastball, 95 miles an hour. Churio 1-for-3, an infield single. Terang leads Major League Baseball with 7 steals. He's holding on the 0-1. That's grounded sharply back up the middle. A play for the second baseman, Mateo. He's got it with a backhand. He throws from the shortstop side and gets Churio at first. And that will retire the side. Hard hit. But a ground out ends the inning. So Bukauskas has been warming. When we come back, we'll tell you if he's going to enter. It's 8-5 Milwaukee at the seventh inning stretch on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Stop in and save big money on Menards' selection of outdoor storage options. Suncast storage sheds are the perfect storage solution for outdoor tools, equipment, and more. Plus, they're all-weather construction. Is low maintenance. The Cloverdale 7x7 storage shed includes a wide double door and reinforced floor. It's the perfect solution for your large-scale storage needs. Save big in outdoor storage and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
It will be J.B. Bukauskas coming in again. He's now pitched in three straight games and four out of the five on the road trip for the Brewers out of the bullpen. He'll be protecting a seventh-inning 8-5 lead. Seventh-inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle. It'll be Santander, Westberg, and Hayes. 4, 5, and 6 in the Orioles order to greet J.B. Bukauskas. The bullpen's been great thus far. Behind D.L. Hall, 2 2/3 scoreless combined between Elvis Piguero and the last pitcher, Brian Hudson. Bukauskas, who spent the first week of the season at AAA, he's already now gotten into 6 games in about a week. No wins or losses. He's only given up 1 run and 2 hits in 5 1/3 innings. That's why Pat Murphy keeps rolling him out there. He keeps putting up zeros. In last night's 11-1 win, he was the pitcher who got the 7th as well, and he had a 1-2-3. He struck out Jackson Holliday. I was telling you the Yankees already won. Took game 1 of a doubleheader against the Indians, and that was brought to you by our friends that Construction Business Group, a drive around the league. Santander up there, and he fouls the first pitch deep but out of play down the right field line against Bukauskas. The right-hander always from the stretch. Sets up on the first base side of the rubber, and he throws a slider down and in, 1-1. 24,327 the paid attendance on a Saturday late afternoon from Baltimore. And now the shadows cover just about the entirety of the field. Wind still howling out to right. 1-1 pitch lifted in the air into right, but very shallow and playable for Jackson Churio. He saunters in a few steps, now waiting, and he reaches up with two hands to make the catch. Good start for Bukauskas again. Trevor McGill, the man whom he replaced in the bullpen, beginning a rehab today with Nashville, is McGill. We don't know how long he'll need down there to get activated back up in the big league pen. But the way Bukauskas has pitched, you almost find it hard to believe that they're not going to keep him around even when McGill is healthy. Here's Jordan Westberg, who's 3-for-3. And he dribbles a foul up the third baseline. It's nothing and one.
Kind of earn your way into roles over the course of a season, especially bullpen roles, right? You get a lot of opportunities, and you either essentially tell the manager to keep giving you the ball in those spots, or you pitch your way out of them. And Bukauskas is earning more and more chances.
0-1 on Westberg, has a 2-run home run and 2 singles. They haven't gotten him out. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Beautiful slider. That had some bite to it. Nothing in two. The way this game started, if you're just joining us, it looked like each team was going to get into double digits in runs. 8-5 Milwaukee in the 7th, the 0-2. Down and away on a slider, too far out for Westberg to think about chasing. Ball 1. Brewers trailed by 3 runs a couple of times early. It was 3-0 after 1, 4-1 after 2. But then they scored 7 in the 3rd and 4th and took this 8-5 lead. 1-2. Low. Slider again, 2-2 on Westberg. Then after the home run by Jake Bowers, the 3-run shot in the 4th, that is currently the difference. Nobody scored since. We're now in the bottom of the 7th. 1 out. Bukauskas with a 2-2. Fastball nailed the outside corner. He struck him out. Beauty. Right on the black. Exactly where Contreras had set up the glove. He hit the target. 2 down in the inning. Ortho ASAP on the strikeout. Meet with a specialist today and start healing faster. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We're going to have a pinch hitter here for Austin Hayes. Cedric Mullins coming up here for the Orioles. Former All-Star Mullins. He was their center fielder last night. He's only batting .220, but has a couple of homers and 9 driven in on the young season. Bats with the bases empty and 2 out. Hobie Milner getting ready in the pen just in case. Pitch swing and a miss on a slider, a back foot pitch. It bounced in, but Mullins was fooled, and it's nothing in one. Number 55, Milwaukee, the 0-1 pitch. Down and in on a sinker there from JV, who doesn't have overpowering stuff, but it's good. Throws quality pitches. Got to see him a little bit last season, and then making a great impression at the beginning of 2024. The 1-1 pitch, lined in the center for a base hit. Clean single. Bouncing in front of Blake Perkins, who throws it in, and the pinch hitter Cedric Mullins is aboard with two out. That'll bring up Colton Cowser. We'll see what Pat Murphy wants to do here. Cowser is a left-handed hitter. You've got Milner ready in the bullpen, and here comes the skipper out of the Brewers dugout. Made a lot of sense to call on Hobie here. That's exactly what he'll do. So we've got a pitching change. U.S. Cellular presents it. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. The wheels are turning. 8-5 Milwaukee in the seventh, and Hobie enters on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just $2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, $2 for $5.
I can run the hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, $2 for $5. Bigelow, also $2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Hobie Milner comes in. He is already the fifth pitcher of the afternoon, fourth out of the pen for the Brewers. They lead 8-5. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Colton Cowser, left-handed hitter, is coming up with Cedric Mullins at first base and two out. Three-run lead for the Brewers in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bukauskas faces three batters, got the first two out, then gave up a hit. Here comes Hobie. This will be his sixth outing of the year. He's given up 3 runs in 4 innings. And the pitch is inside on Colton Cowser. Colton is 1-for-3 in this game, a single and a run back in the second. The 1-0 pitch, down and away. That's a breaking ball that missed for ball two. Hobie last pitched on the third, on the 10th. This is the 13th. That was the last game in Cincinnati, went a scoreless inning. 2-0 on Cowser in the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, but foul up the first baseline. Wide of Jake Bowers, who's holding the runner on, and the count goes to 2-1. Brewers leading 8-5. The 2-1 pitch outside. Threw the fastball and he missed. It's 3-1. James McCann, a right-handed batter, is on deck. Hobie, as always, got the socks pulled up high just below the cap of the knees. 3-1 pitch, big swing, and a foul by Cowser hit right back into the screen. He challenged him. Fastball hit back, and it's 3-2. That means the runner, Mullins, will be off from first base with the pitch. Bowers right now looking into his dugout. Brewers first baseman asking, you want me to keep holding him on? And he will. Two out, 3-2 on Colton Kowser. Here it comes. Swing, ground ball, softly hit to second. Bryce Terang's got it cleanly in the throw to first in time to end the inning. Hobie Milner gets his job done. The hit and one man was left. And what was an offensive slugfest has turned into a pitcher's duel once the bullpens took over. We're headed into the eighth, 8-5 still Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Every pitch, all season long. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers leading 8-5 into the eighth. Defensive changes for Baltimore. Cedric Mullins, the pinch hitter, stays in center field, and that moves Colton Kowser to left. It's a new-looking outfield for Baltimore. We head to this eighth, and here's Lane Grindle for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. Blake Perkins lead things off against Ramirez, who stays out there on the mound for the Orioles. Yoan Ramirez kicks the leg, brings home the pitch, and the breaking ball's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. An 8-5 lead. Who would have thought? After that four spot in the top of the fourth, that the 8-5 lead would remain. Not that the Brewers wouldn't stay out in front, pitch missed outside, 1-1, but that the score would stay static. Still 8-5 since that top of the fourth. Brewers are okay with that. Bullpen's done a great job so far this afternoon, 1-1. There's a strike at the knees of the fastball, and it's 1-2 on Blake. 0-2 with a walk today for Perkins. Well, Pyomps is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Good curveball from Ramirez to strike out Perkins. And there's Ramirez's second strikeout in relief. And there's one away now for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz pinch hit back in the sixth against Keegan Aiken, and he grounded out right back to him. Big night last night for Ortiz. He takes a slider away, and it's 1-0. A three-hit night in his return to Baltimore, had the RBI triple. Ramirez, 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. And it's 1-1. Today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Labor's District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits. Building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A. And feel the power. Pitch called strike on a curveball, and it's 1-2. Ortiz stepped out for a moment. Now he climbs back into the box. Ramirez, 28 pitches in relief so far for the right-hander. And the curveball hit off the end of the bat. Down the right field line, but foul. And it stays at 1-2 on Ortiz. I want to say hello to a big group listening out on their patio today. Big Brewers fans, the Loopkeys. Steve and Amy and the crew. Thanks for being great supporters of the Brewers on the radio. 1-2. Here's a breaking ball that backed up on Ortiz. He spins out of the way. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Getting into that phase of the season where the weather's better outside and you get the Brewers on the radio out on the deck while you're grilling. 2-2 missed outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maybe you're listening to the Brewers on the boat out in Lake Country or anywhere. Maybe up in the Northwoods as well. We're getting closer to that as well. You can take the Brewers on the radio anywhere you go. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz. Ramirez pitch. Hammered foul down the left field line and out of play.
I bet you we got some people listening in the parking lot tailgating, getting ready for that Luke Combs concert.
I think you're probably right.
So hello to all of you out there. Have one for us.
Hopefully you're enjoying a Brewers win in a couple of innings. 3-2 pitch. And Ortiz took up and in. He works the walk. So a one-out walk, ortho ASAP, walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and the Brewers have a one-out base runner with Contreras coming to play. Speaking of having one for us, it's shandy season. Line of Kugels, that's what you can have, a summer shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Line of Kugels, flavor the moment. Pitch to Contreras, checked his swing on a fastball that missed up, and it's 1-0. Contreras with a two-hit day. He's 2-for-4. His batting average sitting at .365. Ramirez spins, throws to first, and back in time is Joey Ortiz. Mike Bauman is getting loose. In the Orioles bullpen. One ball and no strikes on Contreras, and it hit him. Ramirez trying to throw a sinker, runs in and hits Contreras. Ramirez immediately pointing to himself saying, my bad. That was what he said he was trying to do against Rhys Hoskins in New York a couple of weeks ago. Was throw a sinker and it got away from him. This one ran in, got him right above the elbow on the left bicep for Contreras. But now the Brewers have a walk and a hit batter. They've got first and second. And one out. And Sal Frelick coming to the plate. And it looks like McCann is going to come out and chat, not just with Ramirez, but with the entire infield here. And they're going to have a lengthy conversation. Our trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Bauman, the right-hander, still getting loose in that bullpen, and this was just a delay tactic to buy him a little bit more time because now Brandon Hyde has popped up out of the dugout, and it would appear he's going to come take the ball from Ramirez. And he's made the call to the bullpen. So it was a trip to the mound, but it's also been a call to the bullpen. Brought to you by U.S. Cellular. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Bauman coming in to face Sal Frelick here. With 2 on and 1 out in the top of the 8th inning on the Brewers Radio Network. presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay-and-play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Mike Baumann, the right-hander, takes over on the mound for Baltimore. It is an 8-5 Brewers lead. Top of the eighth inning. Brewers trying to win this series if they can hold on and win this game here today. Baumann, a 28-year-old out of Minnesota originally. Making his seventh appearance already of the season. He's 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA. Made 60 appearances last year. Was 10-1 as a reliever last season for Baltimore. First pitch to Sal Frelick. Misses down and in. It's 1-0. Brewers have first and second. Ortiz at second and Contreras at first. The 1-0 pitch. Line drive into left center field. Down for a base hit. Ortiz rounding third. He's going to score. On his way to third is Contreras. In there sliding with an RBI double is Sal Frelick. And how about some insurance runs for the crew here in the eighth? It's 9-5 Milwaukee. Sal Frelick gets the job done against the right-hander Mike Baumann. And that is a huge Network Health insurance run provided by Sal. Network Health has been serving the health insurance needs of Wisconsin communities for over 40 years. Visit NetworkHealth.com today. Now the infield in. Second and third, still just one out. Brewers not done. Adamas the batter. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Chance to punch a hole in this game right here for Willie Adamas. A four-run lead could grow a little more. Baumann, the pitch. And Willie checked his swing on a curveball for a strike. And it's 0-2. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin the Silver Lining, for that double by Sal. And the 0-2. Line down the left field line. That's a base hit for Willie Adamas. Contreras will score. Motoring around third is Frelick. He is in there standing up. The throw goes to second. Adamas in there with a slide. It's a two-run double, and the Brewers have broken this game open. It's 11-5 Milwaukee. Back-to-back doubles by Frelick and Adamas. And the Brewers flexing their muscles offensively here this afternoon. Another $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Spin the Silver Lining. And now here's Jake Bowers. Runner at second and one away. High fly ball into right. This is playable. Moving in and to his left as Santander makes the catch. No tag coming from Adamas. He'll stay put at second. And there's two outs. And here's Rhys Hoskins. Folks starting to head to the exits here at Camden Yards. We told you no lead feels safe here today. Still would say that. But you feel a lot better with a six-run lead in the eighth. Pitch to Hoskins. In there with a strike and it's 0-1.
Lane, this is already the sixth time in this series the Brewers have scored at least three runs in an inning. Six.
0-1. Came up and in. Nearly hit Hoskins. Did it hit him? He dropped the bat, fell down. I think he was feeling the breeze of it, but he's going to pick the bat up and continue the at-bat. He just got out of the way in time. Yeah, definitely did not hit him. But it was coming up and in at 96 miles an hour around the chin from Bauman. So it's one ball and one strike on Hoskins. One-one. Hoskins took high. It's two balls and one strike. Brewers one hit away from tying their season high of 15 hits again. Had 15 last night. And now Hoskins, I think, wants a new bat. He's going to exchange that out. There's something about it when he dropped it that he wasn't feeling comfortable about. So he'll get a new bat to continue the at-bat here. With a two-ball, one-strike count against him. Adames and Mateo standing at second base having a laugh. Bauman looks in. Here's the 2-1. And Hoskins took inside. It's three balls and one strike. There's been a lot made about the runners in scoring position statistic for the Brewers. Came in hitting 377. 3-1, swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. They are 6-for-9 today in that category. Mm. Bauman, the 3-2 pitch. High fly ball out to center. Mullins retreating back onto the warning track, right on the edge with a play. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Brewers, another good go. They push three big insurance runs across to the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom of eight. It's 11-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Well, the Brewers find themselves with an 11-5 advantage here. Bottom of the eighth inning, and Hobie Milner stays out there on the mound for the crew. And James McCann, the batter, takes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Brewers had Yoel Piamps up and getting loose, but after the three runs pushed across, they'll leave Milner out there on the mound. And the pitch, ground ball to third, backhanded behind the bag by Ortiz. Plenty of time to throw across and take care of McCann for the first out. Tougher play than Ortiz made it look. But with McCann running, he had a little bit of time to set his feet and make a strong throw. One away for Jorge Mateo. Jory Ortiz, he had that tough game throwing the ball Monday at the beginning of this road trip. Mateo takes a strike at 0-1. That is an aberration. He is something else with the glove over there at third base and getting better by the day as he continues to get more comfortable. 0-1 popped up, foul territory. Bauer is giving it a look. It twists out of play. And it's 0-2 on Mateo. Milner looking in. The pitch. Got him looking. Curveball caught the outside corner. And Milner with a big ortho ASAP strikeout. There's two away. And now the lefty Gunnar Henderson will be the batter. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Pine River, a fixture at summertime get-togethers. Look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's America's Finest Sausage. Pitch to Henderson's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And don't forget about that Cedar Crest. That's Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Milner, the 0-1 pitch. Missed a little bit low, and it's one ball and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-4 today. The pitch missed inside. It's two balls and one strike. Just one hit in this series for Gunnar Henderson. It's been a slow start to the year for the 23-year-old. 2-1. Ground ball to third. Backhanded again by Ortiz. Throw to first. In time. And it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the eighth for Hobie Milner. We go to the ninth. Brewers commanding an 11-5 advantage on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Eleven to five Brewers. We go to the top of the ninth inning. And Bryce Terang to lead things off against Bauman, who stays out there on the mound for Baltimore. And the first pitch to Terang misses low. It's 1-0. Brewers with 11 runs on 14 hits today. Bauman's 1-0 pitch. Liner through the left side and into left field for a base hit for Terang. And the Brewers just continue to swing hot bats. That is the 15th hit of this game. That ties the season high in hits. The Brewers did it last night as well. They have 30 hits in this series. And now here's Jackson Churio, who is 1-for-4 today. Bauman's pitch to him is outside. And it's 1-0. the third time this year they've had 15 hits in a game. Pitch is high. It's two balls and no strikes on Jackson. They're one off their high in runs in a game of 12. 2-0 to Churio. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-1.
You know, there was going to be intrigue facing Corbin Burns tomorrow anyway. Mm-hmm. But how about now, with the Brewers having scored at least 11 runs each of the first two games here, and they get to deal with Corbin tomorrow?
Him being tasked with trying to slow down maybe the hottest offense in baseball. Toss to first and back in time is Terang. That's going to be intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Now time is called as Terang needed a second to get a little dust knocked loose. Jackson gets back in the box. 2-1 to Churio. Breaking ball missed high. And it's three balls and one strike. Churio, told you, 1-for-4. Had the infield single back in the second inning. He's 1-for-10 in this series. 3-1. Churio, little liner into shallow right, going out is Mateo, and he will make the catch, spin and throw to first, but Terang hustles back to the bag in time. Little soft liner hung up just enough that the speedy Mateo could get back there and make that catch. Very few second basemen probably are able to get in position to make that play. Two of them are playing in this game. The other one standing at first base in Bryce Terang. So one away, and here's Blake Perkins. The pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 0-1. The other thing about this offensive explosion here in Baltimore, Josh, is only one of the 30 hits has come from Christian Yelich. That was in his first at bat yesterday. And then he hasn't played since then. One is hit foul and out of play. It's 0-2. He was lifted because of back issues. And Christian Yelich was putting up MVP-like numbers again for the stretch to open up this season. It was 2019 Christian. It was a huge loss for this offense, and yet the beat goes on. Next man up mentality in Pat Murphy's dugout. 0-2. And Perkins took a curveball low. It's 1-2.
Can you imagine how frustrated Christian must be not to be able to participate in this fun the last couple of nights, for the most part, having to sit on the bench?
I bet he's glad, though, that if he's going to miss games, the team's performing like they're performing. Makes it easier to see them succeed. Fly ball to left field. Backing up is Couser to his left and makes the catch for the second out of the inning off the bat of Blake Perkins. Two down now for Joey Ortiz. It would be tougher to be in that dugout and your team's getting beat 1-0. You feel like you could go out there and make a difference. Yes, it would be fun to take part in this, but you're going to miss games over the course of the season more than likely. Very few guys play in 162. First pitch to Ortiz. Missed outside. It's 1-0.
There was one guy who did it here for a lot of years. 162 after 162, and he was at the game last night.
That's right. Cal Ripken Jr. sitting behind home plate for last night's game. 1-0, bounced in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. Pyomps is still getting loose in that Brewers bullpen, so perhaps he will get the ninth inning. We'll see. Bouncer back up the middle. Glove by Mateo. Fumbles it for a second. Steps back and gets his foot on the second base bag in time to retire Bryce Terang. He was so close to the bag, even though he fumbled it, he thought about going to first and then realized, I can just take one step backwards and find the bag. And that's what he did to get the final out of the inning. To the bottom of the ninth we go. 11-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.